بسم الله والابن الروح القدس الان واحد امين. كل سنه وانتم طيبين. اولا النهارده اول يوم حد في اول يوم حد في السنه الجديده. Today the first Sunday in the Coptic year. And usually because we celebrate the feast of St. John Christ, St. John the Baptizer, on the 2nd of Tut, so always the first reading or the readings of the first Sunday are focusing on the martyrdom of St. John, the forerunner. We call him many titles. We call him St. John Baptizer, we call him St. John the Forerunner, and we call him the greatest among the prophets, according to the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. طبعا النهاردة علشان أول حد وإحنا يوم اثنين تود بنعيد بعيد يوحنا المعمدان اللي بنسميه يوحنا السابق أو أعظم مواليد النساء أو أعظم من النبي. فهنلاقي رايات الحد الأول من شهر توت كلها مركزة على شخص المسيح. حقيقة أن الإنجيل ده فيه آيات كتيرة ومتكررة عندنا كتير, سمعناه كتير قوي. سانت ماثيو 11:11-19. Open it please. Because we need your input for one verse actually. Sometimes I stuck in it. في الإنجيل ده طبعا مشهور ومعروف قوي اللي فيه إن المسيح بيقول from verse 11, الحق الحق أقول لكم أو الحق أقول لكم لم يقم بين المولودين من النساء أعظم من يوحنا المعمدان, ولكن الأصغر في ملكوت السماوات أعظم منه. بعدين قال آية, يعني هي دي آية تأملنا الليلة, وأنا عايز يعني لو سمحتوا بقى تعرفوني إيه معنى الآية دي. بيقول إيه؟ من أيام يوحنا المعمدان إلى الآن ملكوت السماوات يغصب والغاصبون يختطفونه. In verse 11, our Lord Jesus Christ says, assuredly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I need the explanation of this verse, and this is the topic of tonight. He said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. يعني إيه معناه؟ من أيام يوحنا المعمدان وإلى الآن ملكوت الله يغصب والغاصبون يختطفونه. أنا هقفل بقي وهسمع. Shut my mouth and listen. هات لنا ميكروفون بليز. Get a mic. Cordless. To give everyone chance to explain to us this verse. We hear it many times. And many times we pass it. We pass on it. Iman ahdi was the meaning of that. Think and say. Yeah, and then too cordless. Paul gets you too cordless to make it easier. Can you repeat the
verse?
It's Matthew 11, verse 11. It's the first verse in the Gospel of tonight. The Vespers, the Gospel of the Vespers. What's the meaning of this verse? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I give you time, whatever you want. There is a bit relationship between the first part and the second. That's why our forefathers put it in one verse. The least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Who is he? John the Baptist. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Yes, ادي ميكروفون لمنال لو سمحت.
أنا هقول بس لو في حاجات مش دقيقة يعني أحب التصليح.
لا أنا أحب نسمع كل الآراء.
أنا من قرايتي بحس إن يوحنا المعمدان كان دايما هو بيقول وأعدوا طريق الرب. اتكلم كتير عن مجيء المسيح، فهو اتكلم كتير عن ملكوت السماوات، عن مجيئه. ولكن للأسف كانت في ناس متلخبطة، ما فهموش الرسالة بتاعت يوحنا، وبالتالي كان حكمهم غلط وما انتبهوش لمجيء المسيح.
She said that although St. John the Baptist was preaching and warning them that the kingdom of heaven is nigh, it's coming soon, but many were confused and rejected or did not understand exactly what did he mean or did not cooperate with him. What else? Yeah. اللي تكلم الميكروفون please. Yeah.
It requires struggle to enter the kingdom of heaven, and it's almost violence against the temptation of the world to enter.
Yeah. Kingdom of heaven requires struggle. There is a war. Yeah. What else? إذا ما فيش حد أنا معانا أساتذة هنا بس مش عايزين يتكلموا. What's the meaning of this verse? إيمان ملكوت الله يغصب.
Yeah.
Satan's doing whatever they can, I mean, does whatever he can to prevent anybody going, entering the kingdom of heaven. So it is very violent. He's pushing us, making sure that nobody gets in. So we have to do whatever we can to, we have to force ourselves to get in, to keep the relationship with God close to us, so that we can actually enter the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, Satan will keep us with almighty, his power he has. He's not as strong as God, but he's very violent. So we have to take it by force.
الداخلين للإيمان هيسبقونا. الداخلين هم كبار هيسبقوا المولودين. سمعتوا قال إيه؟ ها؟ ما سمعتوش؟ Again, please in louder voice because the ladies did not hear you. Closer to your mouth.
The Satan is Satan. Defending, defending so that nobody enters the kingdom of heaven. He is very violent, so the kingdom of heaven suffers violence because the Satan is there. So we have to take it by force, and we can't enter it without pushing the Satan away. But we also have to keep ourselves close to God because Satan is strong and he's powerful. But with God, by pushing us to be close to God, we are able to enter the kingdom of heaven. So by force, we are entering the kingdom of heaven.
Wonderful. Any other opinion? Any other explanation? What Fabiola and her husband completed each other. Yeah. Megat and told.
وسط ما هم بيحضروا نفسهم وبيجهزوا نفسهم زي ناس تعمل بالتراب في اللاهوت والحاجات دي في ناس بتضعفهم أو ببساطتهم يدخلوا في الوسط يتسرسبوا بطريقة كأنهم يزيحوهم وهم يدخلوا ويسبقوا فدي الطريقة اللي هي بيختصبوا الملكوت بطريقة طبعا من وجهة نظري إنها مش طريقة فايلون بس هي بتغتصب الملكوت بيغتصب بالطريقة دي من ناحية تانية الجزء الأولاني من الآية بيقول أنه الألف ملكوت الله أعظم من يوحنا المعمدان لحد الوقت ده لأن السمائيين كانوا أعلى من الأرضيين كلهم لحد ما جات العذراء ويوحنا المعمدان بقى العذراء ويوحنا المعمدان أعلى من مرتبة الملائكة
Maggot said that almost the same meaning in other words, but he said that they are people are standing before the kingdom of heavens, while another people will enter by force into the kingdom by their struggling, yani or how? Yes.
But,
yeah. Hmm. Question. أيوة نبيل. ميكروفون عشان أنا حطت سماعات ومش بس.
من الآية اللي بيقول عيشوا في العالم مش العالم يعيش فينا. فاحنا لو وصلنا لقمة الآية دي يبقى هنبص لكل حاجة للملكوت إن إحنا نكسب الملكوت يطلب منينا. فاحنا لو حددنا هدفنا على الملكوت هنغلب كل شهوات العالم على قد ما هنقدر يعني إن إحنا نحارب. فاحنا بنكون محددين الهدف. فلو حددنا الهدف على الملكوت هنغلب شهواتنا ونغلب نزوات العالمية فهنا بيبقى فيها اغتصاب برضو للملكوت لأن إحنا بنموت عارف اللي إحنا بنحبه في العالم
Yeah. What else? Translation. She said that so long we are in the world we have to fight To have the world, we have to fight against the lusts of this world, the amusements of this world, the pleasures of this world. And this is a kind of struggling Otherwise, we will not be worthy to enter the kingdom of heavens. مش كده مش ده اللي قلتي نبيلة؟ Summarizing, yeah. Yeah. Question. After Adam and Eve fell in the original sin, will they be worthy of the kingdom of heavens? بعد ما سقط آدم وحواء في الخطيه، هل ملكوت الله ده بقى كان بتاعهم؟ كانوا يستحقوا يدخلوا الملكوت؟ وانا بقاش بتاعهم، طب ياخدوه ازاي؟ ياخدوه بالغصب. After Adam and Eve fell in the original sin, they were cast out from Garden of Eden, and hence taman, moreover, the kingdom of heaven. Now, at that time, there is no worthiness of the mankind to enter the kingdom of heavens easily. You have as if. Do you remember what happened in 1967 between Misr and Israel and Egypt and Israel and Syria? What happened? Israel took part from Syria, part from Egypt. It was ours, but it was taken by Israel. Right? What happened in 1973? By war, we regained our land again by force. In October 10, 1973. Yeah? To have back what I lost, I have to fight to get it again. Yes? Or not? I have to fight. But here there is something, there is a verse here confusing. Why from the days of John the Baptist until now? What does John the Baptist resemble? Yeah. The last prophet, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. But he was resembling a very important... Elijah? Baptism? There is a verse in the Psalms of David. We always say it on the third Sunday of Kiyak. When St. Mary went to St. Elizabeth to visit her after she knew of the pregnancy of Elizabeth and after she accepted the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ in her womb. بنقول إيه؟ الرحمة الحق تقبل. Mercy and just have met. مش كده؟ العدل والسلامة تلاثما. The justice and peace were kissed. You understand that? St. John the Baptist was resembling the just. The just means we are not worthy of the kingdom of heavens. The just said that we disobeyed the commandment of the Lord and we are not worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven and to live forever with Him, with our Lord. Yes? That's why the mission of St. John the Baptist was very short, very sharp, very severe. Even he used very harsh tone or accent. And in spite of that, many feared him. Many people came to St. John the Baptist, repenting, accepting the baptism of St. John. Right? Follow with me, and I may be wrong, correct me. That's why he said from the days of St. John up till now. Till now, what now means? يعني من أيام يوحنا المعمدان وإلى الآن. طب إلى الآن ليه يا رب؟ أيوة. What happens لما جه المسيح؟ What happened when Jesus?
فدانا عصبي.
ابتدينا. We started not to struggle alone. Not to have the punishment of the justice alone. But the heavenly help came from above to help us regaining the kingdom of heavens. That's why now what happened, as Maggie said, was struggling. But who was struggling the greatest war? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate God. First. عشان كده بنقول ايه؟ دخل من ايه؟ أبواب الحديد وكسر متاريس النحاس. That's why on the day of his resurrection we says he broke the doors, the iron doors, and he broke the copper locks to open the kingdom of heavens to the Lord, to the mankind, to the mankind. This is the first point. The first point is the man was not worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven unless a great war must happen between the being now is Satan, and someone to fight against him, to defeat him, to conquer him and to open the doors of the kingdom of heavens to him. Not to him fakat alone, but to the whole mankind after the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Because he was not able to conquer Satan and to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ. Greatest. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Before that he said, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The least in the kingdom of heavens, in the eyes of the forefathers, is our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate, the man who was able to enter the kingdom of heavens first. And all of us, yes, طبعا, المسيح كلم عن نفسه, المسيح master. بس خادم. I may be wrong. بس أنا بقول معلش فسروا لي, صلحوا لي. Before our Lord Jesus Christ, before him, did any human being enter the kingdom of heaven? Has any of the king of the human beings or was worthy to enter the kingdom of heavens? No. What? Who? No. No one entered the kingdom of heavens up till now. The least in the kingdom of heavens is greater than the greatest before the kingdom of heaven. Who entered the kingdom of heavens first? مين اللي دخل الملكوت أولا؟ لا لا طب بين عليكم تلخبط. There are two places. The first place is the paradise of joy. You mean the paradise of joy? The paradise of joy, the Lord entered on the day of his cross, after he said, "It is finished." He descended into Hades through the, and he freed the people from the Hades and entered with them to where? Paradise of joy or kingdom of heaven? Now, one question. Who is in the kingdom of heavens now? Who?
The Holy Trinity.
Huh?
The Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Who is in the kingdom of heavens now?
Jesus.
None. None is the kingdom of heavens. No one entered the kingdom of heavens up till now. You don't know that? No one entered the kingdom of heavens up to this moment. Because no one has taken the glorified body to make him worthy to live forever in the kingdom of heaven. Where they are now? In the paradise of joy. What is the difference between the paradise of joy and the kingdom of heavens? Great difference. Great difference. No comparison. Although the paradise of joy is undescribable place, but still, no comparison between the paradise of joy and the kingdom of heavens. Who? Greater than mean? Stand. Greater than mean? That's why I say, who is in the kingdom of heavens now? No. Just a minute. I said no one of the people in the kingdom of heavens. Only the incarnate God who conquered the death. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who took my body and was crucified innocently, without sin, on my behalf, and resurrected from the dead with a glorified body, he is now with this glorified body in the kingdom of heavens. No one entered yet. All of us will enter when he comes in the second coming and take the spirits. And this is a big difference between the paradise of joy and the kingdom of heavens. The paradise of joy is only spirits. Where are the bodies? In the ground. Buried in the ground. But in the kingdom of heavens, they will be glorified bodies. And read Corinthians 1:14, 15, and 16. I will explain to us that the great difference is those who depart from this world now go either to Hades or to paradise of joy. Those spirits who are in the paradise of joy will take glorified body on the shape of the resurrected body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he took my body, to make this body living forever without sin, living forever in glorified body, but not in spirit, like in the paradise of joy. Even St. Mary, I am dare to say that, even St. Mary is not yet in the kingdom of heavens. Even. Look, but now we are living on the hope of his second coming to take us not to the place which is now full of the righteous spirits in the paradise of joy, but to take us, to give us body, and this body is called glorified body, to the same spirit which is now in the paradise of joy, to enter with that in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, Fabiola.
I think the reason it's tricky is because, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I understand this point, is that because it says the least, I think the reason it's a bit tricky to understand is because knowing that no one is in the kingdom of heaven except our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that it says the least, sometimes it's hard to understand why we call Jesus Christ the least, but it was explained once, I read it somewhere, that we say he's the least because he's incarnate, so he took our lesser form of body, that's why we call him least. But it's not that he's not the greatest, he is our God. But that's why it's sometimes tricky, I think, the question.
Could be, you understood what she said? انت بس يعني مستكتر قوي ان المسيح ينزل يس يا منال انا
الكلام ان المسيح وهو على الصليب اللص اللي جنبه اللي مآمن بيه قال له من اليوم تكون معي في الفردوس ما قالوش تكون معي في ملكوت السماوات ولما المسيح بعد ما اتصلب وظهر جم يلمسوه قال لهم ما تلمسنيش لاني لم اصعد بعد الى ابي ففعلاً زي ما أبونا
بيقول. When the right thief said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," he said, "Today you will be with me in the not the kingdom."
Yeah.
You understand? The kingdom is not yet, and here is the least in the kingdom of heaven could be also not our Lord Jesus Christ, but description about the great difference between the greatest in the Old Testament who will be in the paradise of joy and the least in the kingdom of heavens, because of the great difference between the very large gap between the paradise of joy and the kingdom of heavens. That's why we call the paradise of joy is the place of the awaiting of the righteous people, not the place of the everlasting life. Everlasting life will not be only spirits. The paradise of joy has now spirits, but no bodies. But because St. Mary was completely pure, that's why the Lord took her body in a mysterious way. And please, we don't know where she is. But we know that her spirit is separated from her body up till now. And we do believe that she is in the paradise of joy. But the paradise of joy contains angels, martyrs, righteous people. Every righteous spirit struggled, suffered violence to take the kingdom by force. صعبة دي ولا صعبة؟ صعبة شوية؟ Is it too difficult to understand? It's now clear. either to take it as our Lord Jesus Christ, or to take it, as you said, some of you said, the least one in the kingdom of heavens is greater than the greatest prophet. The greater among the prophets, St. John the Baptist. Why? Because the kingdom of heavens is the everlasting. The kingdom of heavens is not a temporary place or a state. الفردوس مكان موقت والجحيم مكان موقت. اللي في الجحيم بعيد عنكم حينزل للنار الأبدية. مش عارفين هاي. لكن هي نار أبدية. اللي في الفردوس هيطلع إلى ملكوت السماء. If you want to understand that يعني more, open the Gospel of St. John chapter 5. In the Gospel of St. John chapter 5, the Lord spoke about two different things. In verse 25, St. John chapter 5, verse 25, بيقول إيه؟ الحق أقول لكم تأتي ساعة وهي الآن حين يسمع الأموات صوت ابن الإنسان والسامعون يحيون. أوكي؟ verse 25. verse 29. لا اللي قبلها 28. I will read it in Arabic and you follow in English. لا تتعجبوا من هذا. تأتي ساعة فيها يسمع جميع الذين في القبور صوته. لا. How come? How come في القبور يعني? In the tombs, how come? Yes. Their bodies still in the tombs. Where are their spirits? In the paradise of joy. Right? وبعدين يقول إيه? فيخرج 29. الذين فعلوا الصالحات إلى قيامة الحياة. Here بقى. The resurrection of life is the kingdom of heaven. والذين عملوا السيئات إلى قيامة الدينونة. From Hades to hell. هي دي القيامة الثانية. هي دي القيامة الثانية. إن إحنا حنقوم مع المسيح ونعيش مع المسيح forever. كان في حد عايز يقول سؤال ولا حد؟ any question? عشان I want to conclude that by the most important thing here for me, for us, yeah. Yes.
You said the paradise of joy, there are only spirits. Right? In the paradise of joy, you said there are only spirits, no body. How about Elijah and Enoch? Their boys.
Elijah and Enoch will come again before the end. They are in a certain place no one knows, but they are still alive. It's an exception. They are neither in the paradise of joy nor in the Hades because they are still alive. It's something mysterious. We don't know. Eliyahu Achnuch في مكان ربنا عارفه بس ربنا بس اللي عارفه. Only God knows where they are. But what we know from the Revelation book, that they will come again, and they will be martyred, and then they will resurrect again. يعني, you understand that? This is an exception. But we say, yeah.
But Elijah and St. John the Baptist, is that the same?
Not the same no. person. Yeah.
No, but the Christ.
لا ما عندناش reincarnation. We don't have that. But he said about St. John that he came with the spirits of Elijah and his power. This is the comparison between both. Elijah was very, very strong against Ahab. And St. John was very, very strong against Herod. The same thing. Elijah said to Ahab, it's lawful for you, not lawful for you to do that. And St. John said to Herod, not lawful for you to do that. That's why he said that St. John came with the spirit of Elijah and his power. This is about Elijah and Enoch. Now, back to the beginning. What is my duty? If the Lord suffered violence, واحد تاني يقول لي ازاي ربنا يتعب عشان يدخل الملكوت؟ انا عايز واحد يشرح لي دي. ازاي ربنا يتعب عشان ياخد الملكوت يدخل الملكوت؟ طب الملكوت ده بتاع ربنا. ايوه. The Lord suffers violence against Satan to enter our body in the kingdom of heavens. He is the Lord. This is his kingdom of heavens. But for me, he took my body. He conquered Satan. He opened the kingdom of heavens and entered with my glorified body, which he took from St. Mary to the kingdom of heavens. Now I have to do the same. I have to suffer violence. I have to struggle. I have to fight against Satan. I have to make strife. I have to reject the word. All what you said, you covered completely the subject, but in a different concept. The concept now is, as the Lord Jesus Christ suffered, conquered the death, stepping on the death by my body, and took this body, entering the kingdom of heavens, so also I have to prove that I want that. How? By suffering violence. How? By fighting against Satan. How? By refusing the pleasures of this world. How? By repenting all time. How? By loving God, my Redeemer and my Savior, who did all that for me. How? But rejecting the lusts of this world. And if I am defeated temporarily, I have the door of repentance. I have the boost to my spirit and my body when I repent, when I confess, when I come to take the body and the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I do that? Because this is the only body which is now in the kingdom of heavens. And if I want to enter the kingdom of heavens, I have to have this body. You understand me? فاهمين الحتة دي؟ الحتة دي مهمة جدا. الجسد الوحيد الموجود في ملكوت السماوات هو جسد المسيح اللي خده من بطن العذراء واداله قوة القيامة على الصليب. داس الموت وقام بيه من القبر. فهو الجسد. He is the only body in the kingdom of heaven. هناخد جسد ممجد بس الجسد. طبعا. وهو ده ما هو اداله قوة مجد القيامة فأصبح أبدي لا نهائي unlimited غير قابل للموت. أجيوس أوثيوس أجيوس يسشيروس أجيوس أثاناتوس. أثاناتوس يعني إيه؟ ها؟ Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. He is not to die. And we will take the immortal body when he comes on the second day, on the second coming, on the last day, calling us from the paradise of joy, calling the spirits from the paradise of joy, taking the bodies from the ground, joining them together with a glorified body to live forever, forever with him. No Satan, no disease, no marriage, no night, no hours, no time, nothing of this what you live, what we live now. It will be completely another life. That's why this life on earth is nonsense. And if we despise this life with all its properties, we'll be worthy of the kingdom of heavens. Very easy. This is the meaning of the kingdom of heavens suffers violence. You cannot imagine how effort did the Lord had, did the Lord have to open the kingdom of heavens to me. That's why we see him in the kingdom of heavens. And every time we come to the liturgy, every time we come to receive the Holy Communion, we have a certain down payment, a certain sample of the power of resurrection, which is in his body and in his blood. Take his body, drink his blood. The famous hymn that you used to say, although it is not from the Coptic Church, but it has good meanings. Take his body, drink his blood, and live with him forever. This is the only way. عشان كده, poor the people who do not receive from the resurrected body, because it is the only body in the kingdom of heavens. And no one simply will enter the kingdom of heavens without having this body. And that's why we insist for everyone who is terminally sick to give him Holy Communion, even every day. We want him to have the resurrected body until the last moment of his life, to keep the power of the resurrection, which is in the body and the blood, in our selves. But we cannot take that unworthiness. We have to repent. We have to confess. As I said, we have to struggle against this world. Otherwise, we'll not be, after all these sufferings that the Lord did for me, I will not be worthy if I don't keep the power of resurrection in my life as long as I can. And then I will be able to enter the kingdom of heavens. صعب النهاردة شوية. It's too difficult شوية. I see it not fear, not frightening. I see it on the contrary. It's very optimistic. Why? Because when you suffer, you will not suffer alone. When you make an effort, you will not make this effort alone. There is what we call al-jihad wal-na'm, struggling and grace. Struggling is your acceptance. Grace is the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And the Holy Spirit is ready to work in your heart day and night. Give him chance to work in you. When you give chance to the Holy Spirit who dwells in your heart, the struggling will be very easy. It's the yoke that the Lord said, carry, my yoke. El yoke, arfin el yoke? Do you know the yoke? Or you don't know the yoke? Arfino or مش arfino? النير. النير ده اليوك ده بيحطوه على بقرتين, حصانين, أي حاجة, عشان يمشوا سوا. He put himself in my nature, and he agreed to put the yoke on him and you. So he will guide you. He will make it easier for you. You will not use your way so long the yoke of the Lord is in your back with Jesus beside you, side by side. He is not leaving us alone. Why we are in trouble? The life is nonsense. Nonsense. Hundreds of years. What is that compared to the everlasting? What is that compared to the infinity? Infinity. What's the infinity?
I don't know.
Where is the end? I don't know. But I know my end here. May the Lord give us really the idea that the Lord who suffered violence to conquer the kingdom of heaven on behalf of me is calling me to follow him. That's why he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to the Father. Where? In the kingdom of heaven. How? By entering your body, which I took from St. Mary, the mother of my mother. I go to the kingdom of heaven with this body to give you everyone in this body the same thing. كده بولس الرسول بيقول احنا هنبقى زيه بالظبط. We don't know what's now, but in the future we'll be exactly as him, taking the glorified body to live forever. And no power will be able to defeat us at the time. Why? Because we suffered violence like him. And we took violent to, or violent take it by force to take the kingdom of heaven. Any question? Just one verse. شوف قد ايه آية واحدة تقعد تتأمل فيها وتتعمق فيها وتدخل فيها عشان تفهمها. Now I think that everyone will read this verse will not be confused but will be encouraged, saying, you suffered for me and I suffer to take what you suffered for me. آية واحدة بس مش عارفها بالانجليزي لكن بيقول ايه. بيقول اسعى بولس الرسول اسعى لعلي ادرك ذاك الله لاجله. فهمته؟ اديت فسرنا. قولها انت بقى حبيبي ولو بالتقريب كده. اسعى لعلي ادرك. I go in my way so as to catch what the Lord had done for me, or for me had done. So I don't want to lose what he did for me. He opened the kingdom of heavens for me. عشان كده, now we are called the children of the paradise. Are we the children of paradise or the children of a of kingdom? احنا مش ابناء البردوس, احنا ابناء الملكوت. We are the children of the kingdom. شكرا لمحبتكم, تفضل انسان. نعم.
He will not come to the paradise of joy. He will come to the
That's why we ask him for the life forever. Remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom. The paradise was the aim of that.
تفضلوا نسلم.